702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Ah, the man himself is back in action, Kabazela. It's great to hear that you're feeling a little bit better.
Good morning, better. Yeah, thank you very much. Not 100% yet, but hey, working from home, things are a lot easier. Connecting, I suppose, when you're not feeling too well. But here I am, and good to be back, and wait for it. Always
good on a Friday. Happy Friday indeed. All right, we'll start with your first story. We have a new song for summer. Yay!
Yeah, so I saw this, I think it was yesterday or the day before, and it's probably about five or six girls, women, they are at a petrol station, and then they start dancing to this song called John Veligate. And it's basically John opened the gate, right? And it's a song by Mapara A Jazz featuring Ntosh, Gaz, and Kalano. And it's, if you haven't heard the song, let's just play the song and then we'll describe what happens thereafter. But the lyrics are amazing, really well thought out.
Okay. Is this the song,
is this the song
of the summer?
That's going to be the new song of the summer. So wherever you go from now on, you're going to be hearing that song. And I reckon you're going to be seeing people do the hashtag John Vuligate Challenge. Now, if I have to describe this dance, yeah, I think anybody could do this. Even you and I could do this dance. It's not as hard as the Jerusalem dance.
Yeah.
You just sort of, you stand, you lean a bit forward, and then you push your bum out, and then you shake your bum and your hips, and then you move a little bit forward, and then you do the same thing and repeat and repeat and repeat. So this video has gone viral of these girls doing this dance, and it's just blown up. Now everybody is doing this challenge.
Yeah.
But the original video was done by a group of young guys. Very similar circumstances, I think, at a petrol station they did this dance. But it is only because these girls have taken it and improved the video and made it look a little bit better, I suppose, because they're very, very pretty women. And they've just, you know, they've done the video better, and they've made the dance go viral. So watch brands get involved. I can guarantee you now some of the alcohol brands will get involved, and this will blow up over the summer period.
Hashtag.
So maybe you can do the hashtag John Vuligate Challenge.
John Vuligate Challenge. Oh my goodness. If you've seen this, by the way, do let us know if you're going to try it. And maybe let's put it out there because, you know, Jerusalem was really the challenge of the year. What challenge have people done? Remember the fainting challenge, KG, the fainting challenge?
Yeah.
What was it called again?
Idibala,
right? People have done that. The Jerusalem challenge, now John Vuligate. What challenge have you participated in? I'll begin to hear your thoughts on that on 011-883-0702. Now, tell me about a doorbell camera capturing the moment of a Nobel Prize win.
Yeah, this is a really cool video that's been released by the two guys who won the prize, the Nobel Prize for Economics. So it's Paul Milligan and Robert Wilson. So Paul is at his home and he's sleeping with his wife, and it's 2 a.m. in the morning that they got the call that they had won the prize in economics for their work in auction theory. So Robert Wilson took the call, his phone was on, and he got woken up and got the news and was so excited. But the people from the Nobel Prize committee said that they couldn't get hold of Paul. So Robert decided, because he lives across the road from Paul, that he would get up at 2 a.m. in the morning, walk across the road and go and wake the guy up so he could, you know, hear the news and celebrate with him. So there's this door cam footage of Robert Wilson and his wife walking up in their pajamas to the door, and then knocking on the door and trying to get hold of Paul, and then eventually breaking the news. But let's take a listen to the exchange between Robert and Paul, the Nobel Prize winners for economics.
Paul, it's Bob Wilson.
Yeah,
you won the Nobel.
You won the Nobel Prize. And so they're trying to reach you, but they cannot. They don't seem to have a number for you.
We gave them your cell phone number.
Yeah, I have. Wow. Okay, my, yeah. Okay.
Will you answer your phone?
All right, that's pretty much it. I just love the muted response of the wife. She seems to, well, we gave them your number.
Yeah. So I thought that was quite an interesting one. So lucky for them, they live across the road from each other and they could reach, you know, each other pretty easily. But have you been in a situation where you've had to reach somebody, so you've tried to get them on their cell phone and they're not picking up their phone or their phone is off and you need to get hold of them? It could either be for some really good news, like in this case, or there's an emergency or there's some bad news that you got to tell them. This person is not answering the phone or the phone is off. What lengths have you gone to track somebody down to tell them some news, whether it's good or bad? I'm sure we can get some interesting stories this morning.
All right, let's take it out there. 011-883-0702. That's, of course, Kabazela back in action. We're asking the question, the lengths you've gone to reach someone. Maybe it's an emergency. Maybe there's something really, really important they need to hear about. It could be good news. It could obviously also be, you know, a situation where they needed to hear the news first. Maybe some sad incident, whatever it is. The lengths you have gone to reach someone. And we want to know the viral challenges you have participated in. Give us a call, 011-883-07. It's a Friday. It's a KG. Let's play that song. Do you have that song? Okay, we'll play it a little bit later on. That's the new challenge. John Vulligate. I fully get it.